Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Law of God broadcast. The content of this program is primarily for those of the papacy and all other Gentiles. The above topic, which is the papacy's secret assassination scheme upset by God, is a priority for this lecture, which features the Vatican's secret 11-point smear campaign. Also, God will expose the papacy's secret scheme to assassinate God. In the Authorized Version, the papacy defames God, threatens God, and they plot to lay hands on God and assassinate him. They also call for the works of God to be destroyed. What a bombshell! Especially with this news coming on the heels of the papacy's noteworthy tribute to the Gentiles, Lord. The treachery is not a part of the glorious law of God. The treachery is contravening to the glorious law of God. Do not miss this got-to-be-good episode. Questions of interest. 1. Matthew 27:23. What evil hath he, the Lord, the papacy, that's the Lord, all caps, the papacy, done? We will see some of that evil in this episode. 2. On the order of Numbers 22:37, did I, the Lord, all caps, the papacy, not call thee? And of course, the answer is, the papacy has called God. The papacy has called me. The papacy has, I have answered the call. The papacy has given, say, work that God is supposed to do. I have done that work and am in the process of doing that work which the papacy has set forth for God. All right. Question 3, Malachi 3:13. What have we, the papacy, spoken so much against thee, God? Well, we will see that in this broadcast. Statements of concern, 1, 1 Samuel 2:5 and 1 Samuel 2:6 and 8. Thou, the papacy, calledest me. That is, thou, the papacy, called God. Thou didst call me God. 2, Job 10:6, thou, God, inquirest after mine, the papacy's iniquity, and searchest after mine, the papacy's sin. That is a statement which has come to pass. I have done that, and of course, I have found sin of the papacy. Question 3, well, this is not a question, seems like. The commandment, Psalm 10:15. Seek out his, the papacy's, wickedness, till thou, God, find none. Of course, I have sought out the wickedness of the papacy. 4, Numbers 22:38. Lo, I, the sitting pope, am come to thee, God. And the sitting pope, God has called for the sitting pope to come see him. All right. Now, for the guest call-in number, that number is 1-718-664-6262. Again, that call-in number, guest call-in number, is 1-718-664-6262. Don't forget to work the links on Lawman's page, center column of that page. There are two links. I ask you to work the links, click on the links. One is PayPal link, gets you to the PayPal link where you can get a copy of the document and or get as many copies as you want of the document. And the other is our YouTube presentation. Click on the YouTube presentation and view it and listen to it, please. Okay, now we will get into the lecture for the day. We have talked about the glorious law of God. The name of God has been declared by God. We have talked about the papacy's tribute to God, where we visited Psalm 119. Now, I have also set forth some promises, some of the papacy's promises to God. Now we talk about the papacy's unlawful plot to assassinate God. Let us begin. Okay, as a reminder, the questions are, here are some questions. Matthew 27:23, what evil hath he, the papacy, done? And again, the papacy in the Authorized Version is referred to as he, they, we, I. The papacy uses those terms in reference of itself. Okay, what evil hath he done? Genesis 31:36, what is my sin? We'll see this sin today. And 1 Samuel 26:18, what have I done or what evil is in my hand? And that's what we will focus on today, the evil that is in the papacy's hand. Okay, and answer the question, what has the papacy done? What evil has the papacy done, that is? All right. Psalm 10:15, seek out his wickedness till thou find none. John 18:23, if I have spoken evil, if I, the papacy, that is, have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. That's what I shall do today. 1 Kings 1:52, I have instructions here, and Leviticus 24:15, if wickedness shall be found in him, that is in the papacy, that institution shall die. It says he shall die, which being interpreted is that institution shall die. Whosoever curses his God shall bear his sin. The papacy in Job 10:6 puts in words that which I have done. It says, thou inquirest after mine iniquity and searchest after my sin. That is a statement that has come to pass. You can put that in your notes. Add that to the other statements which I have brought forth and brought forth saying that they have come to pass. Point four here, the papacy's expectation of God. Nehemiah 13:18, God shall bring all this evil upon us. Interpretation, God shall cause all this evil with regard to the papacy's scheme against God to appear. Okay. This Hebrews 13:19, we have a motive. The papacy says that he may be declared a motive for the assassination plot. He says that he may be restored. The papacy's curse against God, in the curse, the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. So in this lecture, we will hear the papacy speak evil concerning God. 2 Peter 2:2, that's where that statement is found. the way of evil shall be evil spoken of. 2 Peter 2:2. All right. The papacy invites blasphemy and disobedience. Jeremiah 18:18 and Jeremiah 11:19. Come, let us smite him, God, with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered. And of course, that is, of course, let me say this too. We have Philippians 3:13 and Philippians 3:13 and Matthew 8:22. Brethren, follow me. And Philippians 3:13. Let me turn to that, please. Philippians 3:13. We have the words here. Okay, brethren, Philippians 3:13 and Matthew 8:22. Matthew 8:22. We have these words. Brethren, follow me. That is a joining of a part of Philippians 3:13 to Matthew 8:22. Brethren, follow me. And that's when the papacy invites the Gentiles, or those among the Gentiles, to come, let us smite him, God, with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered. Keep in mind these things in the plot, making up the plot, are against the law of God. They are against the glorious law of God. So the papacy invites the Gentiles to work iniquity with itself, or with it, the papacy. The Gentiles and the papacy are the two parties involved in the plot to assassinate God. The Gentiles and the papacy. Point 5A, the papacy's plan. We have Luke 18:32-33, 1 Kings 22:8, and 1 Samuel 26:8. He, God, shall be delivered to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and spitefully entreated and spitted on. And they, the Gentiles, shall scourge him, God, and put him, God, to death. We've stated the motive that the papacy may be restored. And here we have another part of that motive. The papacy said, I hate him, God, that is. Let me smite him, God, with the spear, even to the ground, at once. Okay. We have now the failure, the papacy's call for the failure of truth. In that we have these things. Let's see here. Well, I'm sorry for the delay here. Let me go down to this. Let me go to the papacy's 11-point libelous smear program. These 11 points are against God. In the 11-point libelous smear program, the papacy seeks to discredit and delegitimize God. All right. The 11-point smear program. Here we are. The Lord, all caps, are the papacy's secret 11-point smear campaign against God. Point one, John, 1 John 1:5. God is light. Now, the word light here means of little importance, not serious. God is light. Remember, this is these things make up the 11-point smear program against God. Light in my Bible is capitalized. The first letter is capitalized, capital L, small case, I-G-H-T. It doesn't matter whether it is capitalized or not. The word light there means of little importance, not serious. It is an adjective. Okay, God is light. Of course, we know that God is not a light thing. God is not a trivial thing. God is a very important personality. All right? Second point, 1 John 3:7. Little children, let no man deceive you. Paraphrased, It reads, little children, let God deceive you. Now, I've stated several times before on previous programs that no man is the papacy's secret nickname for God. No man is an appellation. In the authorized version, the AVB, commonly called King James Version, no man is an appellation for God. No man is the papacy's secret nickname for God. All right? Next point, Ephesians 5:6. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Paraphrased, let God deceive you with vain words. Next point, 4. Second Thessalonians 2 verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. Paraphrased, let God deceive you by any means. Matthew number 5, Matthew 24, 4, and 2 Peter 2, 2. Take heed that no man deceive you. Paraphrased, take heed that God deceive you. The way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Point 6, 1 Corinthians 3:18, let no man deceive himself. Paraphrased, let God deceive himself. Point 7, Titus 3:2, speak evil of no man. This is against the law. The law forbids the Gentiles to speak evil of God. The Gentiles are forbidden to do evil for evil in the law of God, the glorious law of God. Speak evil of no man, paraphrased, speak evil of God. Luke 3:14, 1 Timothy 5:22, do violence to no man. Paraphrased, do violence to God. Of course, this is, again, against the glorious law of God. Lay hands suddenly on no man. Let me read, yeah. These are Luke 3:14 and 1 Timothy 5:22. Do violence to no man. Lay hands suddenly on no man. Lay hands on means to attack, harm, injure. Point 9, 1 Samuel 17:32, let no man's heart fail. Paraphrased, let God's heart fail. The term heart is a reference to the main content of God's present work, which the papacy calls the work of God. The term fail, as used here, means to be unsuccessful in achieving the desired goal, as in belief, acceptance, and observance. Let no man's heart fail. The main content of this document, the document of God, is the book of the law of God, all things the demonstrated power of God, and the papacy calls on the Gentiles to let no man's heart fail. Don't let his work have the intended expectation or desire. The intended desire, don't let it come to pass. Let his heart fail. Let his work fail. Let his writings fail. 10, Romans 12:17, recompense to no man evil for evil. Paraphrased, recompense to God evil for evil. These things are against the law. These are unlawful things. And point 11, I have this, Hebrews 10:31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living God. So in this 11-point smear campaign, as stated before, the papacy seeks to delegitimize God. It undermines God and the work of God. It is an evil thing. It is libelous. It is outrageous. Okay? That is the papacy's 11-point smear program, designed especially for and against God. All right. The papacy has declared beforehand an unlawful and unjust declaration, which I will read later on in the program. Okay. All right. What has the papacy done? Let me read these things, please, before we go any further. First Thessalonians 5:10. First Thessalonians 5:10, and I'm losing myself in my notes here. Ever follow that which is good. Deuteronomy 16:20, and this 1 Thessalonians 5:10, I'm going to have to okay, here we go. It's 5:15. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Ever follow that which is good. And we have Deuteronomy 16:20. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow. These are rules of conduct for all Gentiles. Ever follow that which is good, and that which is altogether just shalt thou follow. Okay? And we know that the law of God, the glorious law of God, is set for the defense of God, that it serves to defend God, support God, among other things. Okay? Ever follow that which is good, and that which is altogether just shalt thou follow. This is a part of the glorious law of God. So when the Gentiles, the papacy included, when they set out to do harm and cause to God and cause injury to God, these things are not just, these things are not good. They are behaving unlawfully. They are behaving against the glorious law of God and all of its parts. All right? So we see that in the assassination attempt that the papacy is a lawbreaker. All right? 1 Corinthians 15:34. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Awake to righteousness and sin not. So let me read these three rules together. Ever follow that which is good. These are things to the Gentiles. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Now, what is righteousness? In the Bible, we read about the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is a reference to the work of God, the righteous works of God. They have a quality of righteousness. God's works have the quality of righteousness. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Do that which is right. Do that which is lawful. Those are things that Gentiles shall do. That which is right, that which is just, that which is lawful. All right. We have gone through some of these things so fast, it seems like, to be honest with you, it seems like I've missed something in my outline here. But so let me go on nevertheless. If I have missed something, I will bring it back on a later date. I will bring it forth on a later date. Okay, what has the papacy said in response to these things? Now, what has the papacy said in response to these things? Genesis 42:36, the papacy has said, all these things are against me. What things? Things such as those laid out in the 11-point smear campaign against God and the papacy's call for the Gentiles to join him, follow him, and in his attempt to assassinate God. All these things, the papacy said, are against me. What have they done? Psalm 78:19. We can see it gives a clear statement of what the papacy, working in conjunction and cahoots with the Gentiles, has done. Psalm 78:19. They tempted God in their heart. Okay. Verse 19. Yea, they spake against God. That's what they have done. That's what the papacy has done in the things I have read today. Heretofore. They spake against God. All right? And the Bible says and no man saw it. They spake against God, and no man saw it. All right. That is 1 Samuel 26:12 does say, let me read the full statement, and I'll point out that which you hear that which is relevant here. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they got them away, and no man saw it. That's the statement of interest there. That's the relevant statement there, and no man saw it. What the papacy has done, they have spoken against God, and God has seen it. God has seen that which they have spoken against him, and no man saw it. No man, again, being a nickname the papacy uses throughout the Authorized Version Bible in reference to God. All right? Let's go to this. What have they done? They have resisted the ordinance of God. They have resisted the glorious law of God. Let's turn to Romans 13:1. And we find these words. Let every soul, this is put out for the Gentiles here, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. Did you get that? They have resisted the power. Okay? They have, if I can find your statement without taking up a whole lot of time, I hadn't planned on it, but God is a power. Let me look up that definition here. God is a power. And let's see here. All right. And the definition here is for power, a person, personality, or thing having great influence, force, or authority. God is a power. In the plot to assassinate God, they have resisted the power of God. All right, and what does it say here? Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. Another term for ordinance is law. Okay, they have resisted the glorious law of God and all of its parts. Okay? They have resisted the ordinance of God. What have they done? Genesis 37:18. They, the papacy, conspired against him, God, to slay him. Let's turn to that, Genesis 37:18. Genesis 37:18. All right. I'll read the complete statement and point out that which is relevant. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. There we have a statement. They conspired against him, God, to slay him. All right. So we see this is a real thing. We see that this conspiracy is a real thing. Okay? And we see how these statements in the Bible are used.
okay, and how they are applicable in the work of God. Okay.
They conspired against God to slay him. They have resisted the ordinance of God. Let's move on. Jeremiah 29:23. Jeremiah 29:23. And we read these words. I'll read the complete statement. 29. Okay. Jeremiah 29:23. Because they have committed villainy. We stop right there. In the papacy's plot to assassinate God, they have committed villainy. All right? We're answering the question, asking the question, what have we done? And we are answering the question. So far, we see that they have conspired against God. They have resisted the ordinance of God. They have committed villainy. Okay? We have here let me read these, please. I thought I had my outline laid out real good. All right, let's read this. The papacy's mea culpa, or the papacy's confession. 2 Kings 10:9. And it came to pass in the morning that he went out and stood and said to all the people, ye be righteous. Behold, I conspired against my master. That's the papacy's mea culpa. That's the papacy's confession to all the people. I conspired against my master. Now, who is his master? Who is the papacy's master? The papacy's master is God. All right? They called, and I don't want to get off the point, so what I was about to say, I'll bring up at a later time, okay? Let's just stick to the subject matter here. I conspired against my master, the papacy's mea culpa. All right. All right. 2 Chronicles 6:37, they pray to God, or they say rather, 2 Chronicles 6:37. I'll read the whole statement. Yet if they bethink themselves in the land whither they are carried captive, and turn and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned. This is the statement of interest, 2 Chronicles 6:37, a part of the papacy's mea culpa. I conspired against my master. We have sinned. We have done amiss and have dealt wickedly. Okay. 2 Chronicles 7:2. Again, a part of the papacy's mea culpa. 2 Corinthians 7:2. We have wronged no man. So let me read the what I have here on the mea culpa. I, the papacy, conspired against my master. We, those of the papacy, and the Gentiles, being in cahoots with them, we have sinned, we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly. We have wronged no man again, being the papacy's secret nickname for God. Then they pray to God, saying in Psalm 69:5, they pray to God, saying, O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Well, that's apparent, that's obvious, because I am reading his sins to you. I am showing the papacy's sins to you today. All right? So they prayed to God, O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. What has come to pass? What has come to pass? Now, before I do that, let me read these things. All right. We are talking on the papacy's sin. We are talking on the papacy's attempt to, plot to assassinate God. All right. I must read this, Matthew 13:41-42, I believe. Matthew 13:41-42. The papacy, as a part of this plot to assassinate God, to delegitimize God, to undermine God, the papacy has assaulted all things. We see that in Matthew 13:41-42. I'll read the full statement. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things. Keep that in mind, the phrase all things. And they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. All things are assaulted. Now, what does the Book of the Law, the Bible, say about all things? We can turn to Colossians 1. Starting with verse 16, we'll read about all things. For by him, God, were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. Listen, all things were created by him and for him. And he, God, is before all things, and by him, God, all things consist. All right? I have told you before, I'm pretty sure. If not, I'm telling you now. All things is a reference here to all the things God has written on. All the things God has written on. All right? The name of God's book is the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the demonstrated power of God. It is a part of the papacy's iniquitous plot to get rid of God and to get rid of all things altogether. All things that have been put forth, put out by God. Okay? And how does he seek to get rid of them? How does he think to get rid of them? By burning them with fire. He said, cast them into the furnace of fire.
And we'll see the reason for that in a few moments or minutes. But first, let me make the announcements. Do not forget to click on the links on Lawmaster's page, center column. There are two links there that you can click on. One, there's the PayPal link. It gets you to the PayPal page where you can order and obtain a copy of No Man's Book, the Book of God, the Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. All right. In the Book of the Law of God, the papacy's plot to assassinate God is laid out. You can read it line by line. It's all there in the book. Okay? So, click on the PayPal link and get your copy of the Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. Two, click also on the YouTube link and visit our page, our presentation, our YouTube presentation. Click the links, work the links, and I hope that they will be, good to you. All right? All of these things are done and they aid us in getting out the word, getting out the word of God to the people. So, now, as we take this break, I'm going to I'm going to speak on what I have done this morning. First of all, the topic is the papacy's plot to assassinate God. The papacy has called upon the Gentiles to join him in the attempted assassination and in the plot. Of course, they plan to assassinate God. The papacy being the lead, taking the lead, that means the sitting pope having a prominent part in the matter. And they spoke about also, and I haven't read this yet, they spoke about the heir of God. And the family of God, all the family of God, they spoke about killing them also. Okay? I've also showed you this morning the papacy's 11-point smear campaign aimed at undermining God, delegitimizing God, making God seem like a bad guy. Something bad, not good, making God look like a deceiver of the people. All of these things are unlawful. And when we get back after the break, after this break, I'll read the judgment. I won't read the complete judgment, but I'll read a part of the judgment. And, of course, the judgment will come from the authorized version. It will come from the AZB. So this is a very serious matter. This is a very serious accusation to say that the papacy has been involved and is involved in a plot to assassinate God. This is a very grave matter. I do not take it lightly, okay? I'm not making fun of the papacy. I am doing what the papacy has asked me to do in the AZB. I am showing, I am setting forth the papacy's sin. What does this tell us? One thing it tells us is that the papacy is a sinful institution. The papacy is a sinful institution. It is involved and concerned, one of its concerns is iniquitous behavior, wickedness, murdering, assassinating a whole family. I am exposing the plot before it is carried out. I am exposing the plot beforehand. Okay? So, when we get back, I'll read a part of the judgment, which is against the papacy, and we'll go on from there. If need be, I will continue after the screaming has stopped. So stay with us, stay with me, and I hope you take this information as serious as it is supposed to be taken. If the papacy did not want this to be known, they would not have put it in the book, the AZB. All right? So, do not forget to call in. Okay, let's continue. That is a song that I wrote a long time ago, and my group did it. We recorded it. That wasn't recorded at a studio, but we did record it, and that's a song that I wrote some time ago. God is talking to me right now, and God is talking to you right now. That's the point of the matter. God is talking to you right now. Let me give the call-in number again, please. That call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. 1-718-664-6262. That's the call-in number. Now, with only a few minutes remaining, 5 minutes remaining, let's continue. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's go on now to the judgment, a part of the judgment. And that judgment is in Romans 13. I stopped reading right at the judgment. 13:2. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, and we see that the Vatican is resisting the power in the assassination plot. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. That's a judgment. That's a Bible judgment, okay, against the papacy. Now, we know that the papacy has not carried out the plot to assassinate God. They have not carried it out. I'm talking to you. So we know it has not been carried out. As I stated before, God has seen the plot beforehand, and God is presenting the plot to you, the people, so you can be aware of what's going on and see the intention of the papacy. All right? And, of course, I hope that the papacy does not carry out its plot. God has intercepted the plot. All right? God has intercepted the plot. Now, that was the judgment, Romans 13:2. I'll say Romans 13:1-2. Okay, what has come to pass? Esther 7:7. It says, he saw that there was evil determined against him. God saw that there was evil determined against him. That statement has come to pass, all right? And we know it because I am, in this episode, showing you the evil that was determined against God. Okay, also, that has come to pass, and you can add that to your list of things that have come to pass. All right? He hears cursing, Proverbs 29:24. God hears cursing. All right, Proverbs 29:24. Whoso is partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing and bewareth it not. Now, the important part of that statement is this right here. He hears cursing and bewareth it. He hears cursing and bewareth it. All right? Meaning, God hears cursing and he reveals it. He exposes it. All right? Now, the assassination, the plot to assassinate God is a curse. All right? It is an evil. He saw that there was evil determined against him. That's a plot. All right? It is written in the glorious law of God that whoso curses his God shall bear his sin. The papacy has cursed its God. The papacy shall therefore bear its sin. Also, in Job 2, verse 9, it says, curse God and die. So the judgment for those who curse God is death. Now, so we ask the question as we end this episode, what judgment will God bring against the papacy? We'll have to do that maybe next time. So join us again next Sunday at 10 o'clock, I hope. Next Sunday, join us again for another broadcast of Lawmaster's Law of God. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. Again, the call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. 1-718-664-6262. back. We're not screaming, but nevertheless, we are back. That's a real song. As you know, God is not a religious personality. All right? God is not a religious personality. The song is real. All right? God is talking to you right now. The God that the Bible exalts, the God that the Bible talks about through and through, is talking to you right now. Okay? So real, so true. Okay, that's not a religious song. All right? That's a truthful song. Okay? Now, we said that these are things that have come to pass. Esther 7:7, he, God, saw that there was evil determined against him. We saw that he hears cursing, Proverbs 29:24. We also see Job 11:11. Job 11:11. Let's see what it says to us. Job 11:11. Job 11:11 says this. For he knoweth vain men, he seeth wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? He seeth wickedness also. He, God, sees wickedness also. What wickedness have I seen? I have seen the wickedness of the plot, the paper says, libelous plot to assassinate God. Wickedness. That statement has come to pass. He sees wickedness also, and I have demonstrated it, all right, in this broadcast. So those three things have come to pass. He, God, saw that there was evil determined against him. He hears cursing. Those two things have come to pass. He, God, sees wickedness. That has come to pass. Jeremiah 11:9. All right. Jeremiah 11:9. We read these words. I'll read the complete statement and then point out that which is important to us. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. What is important, what we take away from that statement, is just four words. Those four words are, a conspiracy is found. That has come to pass. God has found a conspiracy against himself in the Bible. God has found a conspiracy coming from the papacy against himself in the AVB. All right? A conspiracy is found. So those four things have come to pass. Let me repeat them. Esther 7:7, he, God, saw that there was wickedness determined against him. He, God, hears cursing, Proverbs 29:24. He, God, sees wickedness, Job 11:11, and Jeremiah 11:9, a conspiracy is found in the Authorized Version Bible. Those four things have come to pass. Okay? So we have this coming from the papacy, Psalm 69:5. The papacy says to God, O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. All right. Now, the papacy expected unlawful, interrupted end. Isaiah 57:1, the righteous perishes, and there is no man. Let me turn to that and show you what I did there. Isaiah 57:1. Okay. Isaiah 57:1 says this, the righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. The righteous perisheth, and no man lays it to heart.
All right. Now, the papacy has ascribed righteousness as a quality to God. All right. The righteous perishes. All right. This is a part of the, this is the papacy's expected unlawful, libelous end. The word end, E-N-D there, means that which is desired or expected. All right? What the papacy expected was the perishing of the righteous, the perishing of God, and we have no man there. And we know that no man is a nickname for God. The next thing the papacy had expected was for truth to fail, for truth to fall. Isaiah 59:14, truth is fallen. Jeremiah 7:28, truth is perished. Now these things have not happened. These are things that the papacy expected, okay, to happen. But God has intercepted their plan and interrupted the plan. Okay? All right? Another thing that the papacy expected, but God interrupted, is 1 Samuel 28:15. God is departed from me. Interpretation, God is dead because of me, the papacy. All right? Now, that could also be termed a confession or a part of the papacy's mea culpa. God is dead because of me. The word from there means because of, and departed means dead. Okay? God is dead because of me, the papacy. All right? Revelation 21:5. Says, behold, I, the papacy, the Lord all caps, the papacy, make all things new. Okay? All right, let me read this again here. Let me go back to 1 Samuel 28:15. God is departed from me. God is dead because of the papacy. To 1 Samuel 27:1, which says, so shall I escape out of his hand. Okay? God is dead because of me. So shall I escape out of his hand. Okay, what does that mean? We've already, on this program, said that, I have already said that, what the papacy has said in the Authorized Version. The papacy has said to God, I am thy servant. All right? The papacy has also said to God that all Gentiles are the servants of God. Okay? Now, the papacy, as a part of the plot to assassinate God, get rid of all things by burning them, assassinate the children, the heirs, the offspring of God, all of God's family, the papacy seeks to escape out of God's hand, okay? And not only escape out of God's hand, but reestablish itself, okay, as the power, okay? So let me tie these things together. Truth is fallen. Truth is perished. God is dead as a result of the papacy's iniquitous plot. So shall I, the papacy, escape out of his hand. Revelation 21:5, behold, I, the Lord, all caps, the papacy, make all things new. 2 Corinthians 5:17, all things are become new. Exodus 15:18 and Psalm 146:10, the Lord, all caps, the papacy, shall reign forever and ever. That plan has been interrupted by God. All right? It has not come to pass, that plan. It has been intercepted and interrupted by God. Okay?
And of course, God says to those of the papacy, let me just stick with the Bible content here, okay? The papacy has declared that all these things are against itself. Okay. I think I am caught up, although I don't have the part where they spoke against the heirs of God and the family of God. I don't have that. Maybe I have to read that at another time. Okay. But I did say it, though. All right. Let me read this. Where the papacy blesses God. I didn't get that during the time of the screening. I'll do it now. The papacy blesses God. Blesses here means curses. The papacy curses God. Okay, the statements come from Luke 2:28, Psalm 68:35, Luke 2:35, Ezekiel 7:4, Luke 18, verses 32 through 33, Philippians 4, 6, Galatians 5, 2, Jeremiah 5, 22, Psalm 34, 11, Matthew 10, 30, and Luke 12, 7. He blessed or cursed God and said, O God, thou art terrible. Who's doing the blessing? The papacy is. O God, thou art terrible. Blessed or cursed be God. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul, the papacy turns and speaks to me. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul, and mine I shall not spare thee, neither will I have pity. For he, God, shall be delivered to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and spitefully entreated and spitted on, and they, the Gentiles, shall scourge him and put him to death. Be careful, the papacy says to me, for nothing. Christ shall profit you nothing. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord, all caps. Will ye not tremble at my presence? I will teach you the fear of the Lord. The very hairs of your head are numbered. All right? That's a part of the papacy's curse with reference to God. Okay? Now, let's move on and close these things out. I must say this. I hadn't planned on reading it, but let me read this. Jeremiah 15:20, 1 Peter 3:14. The papacy says to God, they, the Gentiles, shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. Let me say this. The word says to God, okay, we know that the papers, that the, all of the crucial content of Bible comes from the papacy. The papacy in their word have said to me, they, the Gentiles, shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Okay. We can talk about the meaning of these things at another time. But the words are clear. Now that is iniquitous right there, and that is unlawful right there. They shall fight against thee. They, the Gentiles, shall fight against thee. And if we know that the papacy is included in the fight because the plan to assassinate God, the plan to, the attempt to to undermine and delegitimize God has descended from the papacy to the Gentiles. It is unlawful, okay? Because in the glorious law of God, it is written that the Gentiles should not fight against God. The Gentiles are to help God. The Gentiles are to be for God, okay? And not be against God. Right? That is the intent of the law. Okay? Be for God and not be against God. Those who set themselves against God, the law has some things for those. Of course,
Okay? I still, I've read most of the things that I wanted to read. In setting forth the papacy, iniquitous, unlawful, outrageous plot to assassinate God and his family, to destroy all things, the things coming from God, the things concerning God, and we have seen the motive. The motive is one of hate, and I don't have the information in my hand right now, that hate was a part of the motive, and maybe I can find it right quickly. The other one. Okay, just bear with me for a moment here. Okay. The motive, that of hate and that of wanting to be restored to power, that he may be restored, okay? That the papacy may be restored to power. Now, one can ask the question, okay, no doubt they have called God. No doubt that they have given a law in support of God, a law that upholds God, okay, then the question can be asked, they have asked God to come and reign over them, then the question can be asked, then why the plot to assassinate God? If God is expected and God has come, God has made himself known, then why? All because the papacy called God, so God, they did not call God as an enemy, they called God as one that would help them because of their evilness, okay, or because of their evil, okay? They have confessed to God, they have said already, the papacy has put forth a statement saying, I and my people, the Gentiles, are wicked. Come thou and reign over us. Come and help us, okay? Come and govern us. Having done those things, why would the papacy seek to assassinate God? You think about that. You give it some thought, okay? And see what you come up with. The law is there. The plot does nothing to the law. The plot does not make the law, of the glorious law of God, of none effect at all. The plot is against the glorious law of God. Okay? So keep all of that in mind. And God is one who has been called by the papacy. Keep that in mind as you ponder these things. But maybe by this time next week, or by the show's time next week, you'll have an answer as to then why would they have a plot in the AVB against God to assassinate God, to kill all of God's offspring and family members, to destroy all things by burning them up. Why? Join us next time as we come together again to hear the word of God. Join us again. I see that there are no callers. Okay. Therefore, I will not hold you. Join us again next week for another broadcast of Lawmasters, Law of God. Thank you.